U.S. regulators. Miss Genius Act deadline on stablecoin rulemaking. U.S. regulators let the one-year deadline for writing the Genius Act's stablecoin rules pass without finishing the job, according to a July 20, 2026 update from CoinMarketCap. The statute that set the framework for dollar-backed stablecoins is law, but the agency rules that turn its text into enforceable detail are not done. That gap now sits directly in front of a January compliance date. The market barely blinked. Bitcoin traded at $64,688, up 0.6% on the day, with Ether at 1,878, and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reading 36 or fear as of July 20, 2026. A missed regulatory deadline does not move price the way a hack or an ETF decision does. The consequences here are slower and land on the companies that issue and move stablecoins, not on the spot chart. A framework without its fine print. The Genius Act set the outer shape of U.S. stablecoin oversight. Who can issue a payment stablecoin? What reserves must back it? And how holders are treated if an issuer fails? Congress left the operational detail to regulators on a one-year clock. Missing that clock does not repeal the law. It means the parts issuers most need to read, the specific reserve composition, custody standards, audit cadence, and disclosure formats, stay in draft or unwritten. That is an awkward place to sit. The primary rules exist, so the obligations are real. The implementing detail that tells a company how to comply does not exist yet. Legal and compliance teams are left building toward a target that agencies have not finished drawing. The January problem. The deadline that matters more is the compliance date early next year. Issuers are expected to be in line by then, yet a chunk of the rulebook they must follow is still missing. Two uncomfortable options follow. Agencies rush the remaining rules through on a compressed timeline, which tends to produce vague or contested text. Or the compliance date arrives with rules still incomplete, and firms guess at the standard they will later be judged against. Neither is good for planning. A stablecoin issuer deciding reserve custody arrangements or redemption mechanics now is doing so without the final numbers. Get ahead of an unwritten rule, and you may rebuild later. Wait for clarity, and you may not have time to comply. The counterparty risk that reaches card users. Stablecoins are the settlement layer under a growing share of crypto cards. Several programs hold balances in USDC or USDT and convert at the point of sale. So the rules governing who may issue a U.S. payment stablecoin and how its reserves are held reach spending products indirectly. A card that leans on a specific issuer inherits that issuer's regulatory exposure. For now, nothing changes at the checkout. The relevant point is counterparty risk. If a U.S. issuer later fails to meet a finalized standard and has to restructure reserves or pause redemptions, cards routed through that stablecoin feel it downstream. This is the same logic that separates self-custody spending from custodial balances. The fewer intermediaries between your funds and settlement, the fewer failure points sit between you and your money. It is a reason to know which stablecoin a card actually settles in, not just its headline rewards. The gap between passing a law and running one, the Genius Act, was sold as the moment the U.S. finally gave stablecoins a clear federal home. Passing a statute and standing up a working rulebook are different tasks, and the second one just slipped. The unresolved rules also arrive against a busy U.S. policy backdrop, with market structure legislation still working through Congress, so agency attention is split. The practical read for anyone holding, issuing, or spending dollar stablecoins: the rules are coming, they are late, and the compliance clock did not pause to wait for them. Watch for whether agencies publish the remaining stablecoin rules before the January date or push that date back. That single choice decides whether issuers get a usable standard or a scramble.